Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, it is Friday, April 3rd, 94th day of the year. We have 272 full days left to go. This date, 1882, notorious outlaw Jesse James died at the age of 34. And for a complete report, here's our Old West correspondent, Neil Freeman.
Well, he was shot by the coward Bob Ford.
He was in the back, right?
Yeah, in the back. He was supposedly adjusting a picture on the wall. And, you know, he was tired of running. And, you know, he was doggedly pursued everywhere he went. And finally, they offered enough reward money to one of his own gang, took him out.
And there was actually controversy whether or not he'd actually been killed. Maybe he faked his death.
Right. There was
kind of an Elvis thing. And so this is one of the few outlaws and lawmen in the Old West that wasn't shot playing a card game.
Right.
Like playing pinochle or cribbage
Old
or
maid.
Skip bow. So
Millborns,
that was 1882. How about 1936 in the news?
Flash, United Press, Trenton. Huffman executed, 8:47 1/2.
That's one of the great deliveries in news time history from the Associated Press. They report Bruno Huffman executed for the kidnap murder of the Lindbergh baby. That was this date in 36. How about in 53, TV Guide was published for the first time.
Nice.
Featuring on the cover, the newborn baby of Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz Jr.
I don't know if it was too expensive or what, but we didn't get the TV Guide, you know.
The only
mom and dad didn't buy it.
The only time we'd ever get it is if for some reason we didn't get the Sunday paper, we didn't get the TV week out of the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
If something happened or maybe it didn't include it, you know, somebody forgot to pack it in there when they put the paper together on Sunday, then we would go to our local Festival Foods, Holiday Village, and we would purchase the TV Guide. But I bet you we purchased less than five in my entire lifetime.
I'm with you. We just never did. We were the same way. Sunday paper, the TV week, or TV weekly, whatever it was called.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we relied on. And, you know, we only had three or four initially.
59.
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spitballs? Yes, who?
It was that word right there, spitballs, that got this song banned by the BBC on this date, 1959. I don't know, maybe spitball means something different in British, England.
It wasn't that terrible,
but
I wouldn't think. But
2 weeks later, the BBC saw the error of their waves, and they reinstated the song, put it back on the airwaves on the BBC. Charlie Brown and the Coasters, 1959, 1968.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
That's his famous speech one day before he was shot and assassinated in Memphis. It was kind of an eerie prediction almost that he knew what was coming.
Right.
Maybe only because of hindsight at that point in time. Nobody was probably in the crowd saying, oh no, he's going to get shot tomorrow.
Right.
And assassinated. But in hindsight, it is eerie.
It is very eerie.
Same day, 1968.
Security police.
I'm in charge of this man.
No longer, madam. He is now in the custody of the Ministry of Science.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
How do you know his paws is stinking? Don't you just think he may have just washed them? There was a pandemic on the Planet of the Apes. They were washing their hands and not touching their faces. So that was this date, 68. Planet of the Apes, worldwide or wide release in the United States. On this date.
That was a major event. That
was
a big movie.
Game-changing movie.
Yeah, it really was.
It made Roddy McDowell a star, certainly. That was this date. And I said Roddy, not Ronnie.
Yes.
It was Roddy McDowell that was in that. Roddy never sang Older Women.
No.
So that was in 68, 73.
And I said, hi, Joel. It's Marty Cooper. Hi, Marty, he says. I'm calling you from a cell phone. But a real cell phone. Personal, handheld, portable cell phone. There was silence at the other end of the line.
So that's Marty Cooper. He's the guy who invented the mobile phone. This date, 1973, there he is recounting his calling of somebody from AT&T or wherever, Bell Laboratories, on the streets of New York next to the Hilton. He made a phone call, first ever mobile phone call made, 1973. It took him 10 years to get cell phones on the market, though, because they didn't have the infrastructure. There were no cell sites.
Sure.
There's like one tower in New York. That was their test tower. And maybe two or three towers to test whether they can bounce back and forth from tower to tower. So it took him 10 years to get the towers up.
That's crazy.
And it was the brick phone, you know, the big thing that you hold in your hands.
Yeah.
So that was this date in 73. How about 96?
At least 20 FBI agents converged on the cabin near the remote town of Lincoln, Montana, just after noon today, looking for evidence that could solve the mystery of the Unabomber. Sources say the suspect is Theodore John Kaczynski, born 53 years ago in Chicago, a graduate of a suburban Chicago high school.
And he was a professor, and he was bombing universities, sending these mail bombs, and they raided the cabin. They suspected Unabomber Ted Kaczynski was arrested this date, 1996. In honor of this event, I'm wearing a hoodie.
Yes.
Here today. And you have a hoodie on as well.
Too, yeah.
That's what he wore.
Yeah, he did.
He was Mr. Hoodie. And I believe the sales of hoodies went way up. I mean, he did bad stuff and people were injured. Can't remember if people were killed or not, but there were injuries and property damage. But the sale of hoodies actually went up. Not to trivialize the serious situation.
Did.
Also, 1996, how about this for a baseball score? In Division II baseball in the Chicago area, the St. Francis University Fighting Saints defeated Robert Morris 71-1. They were able to use the 70-run rule after four innings if you are up by 70. So that's all for the Saints here in the bottom of the first. They send 30 to the plate. They score 26 runs on 18 hits, 8 errors. They leave 3. And after one full, it's 26-1. That was the score after the first inning.
That's ridiculous.
It was 48-1. We've played two. It's Saints 48 and the Robert Morris horrible at baseball team 1. So Robert Morris was just in their second year of baseball. They had
only have three or four guys.
No, had two or three ladies playing on the team too.
Oh,
not
boy.
That they were bad players; they were probably good softball players. Mm. But baseball and softball can be different games, obviously.
Right.
So that just kind of hit me. 71-1.
That's crazy
for a baseball game collegiately at a relatively high level, Division II. And then 10 years ago,
but we think we've got something that is. And we'd like to show it to you today for the first time. And we call it the iPad.
It was the iPad, released on this date, 2010, by Apple. 3 million devices were sold within the first 80 days of its release. People liked it.
Well, for sure.
iPad, 10 years old. Birthdays now.
But halfway down that highway, when I turned around, I saw my little daughter running after me, crying, "Daddy, don't you walk so fast."
Can you believe how good Wayne Newton sounds?
Daddy, yeah.
Like he's been around forever because he started so young.
Yes.
He was playing Vegas and he was like 14. So he couldn't gamble, but he could sing out there. I'm sure he found a way to put some chips down, don't you think?
I would think so.
Wayne Newton is 78, another fine singer. This guy had some hits.
I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying.
It's Tony Orlando.
One floor below me, you don't even know
who didn't love his TV
I
show?
Love you.
Come on.
On the ceiling if you want me.
The gals, a.k.a. Don, they were the real stars of that show.
Oh, yes. And so, his mustache.
It was thick. It was a sweeper. It was Tony Orlando. Happy birthday, 76 today. Alec Baldwin.
Remember, boys and girls, always, A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be always be cobbling. Always be cobbling.
Whoops.
Well, it is live TV, Alec, after all, and Alec, being a cool customer that he is, he just kind of kept on moving. That is a hilarious skit they did on SNL where they parodied the scene, Always Be Closing, from Glengarry Glen Ross, and
yes,
they did it with Santa's elves.
It's
hilarious. Of course, he's known
good
for his Trump impersonation.
Yes.
I really liked when he was with Canteen Boy. myself, 30 Rock, and he's been in movies hosting the Match Game. Pretty talented guy. He does impersonate. His Tony Bennett is very good, if you've ever seen him do Tony Bennett. 62 for Alec Baldwin.
I didn't know he had a brother. I don't mind telling you, I'm a little offended that in all the time you spent swapping bon mot with a beer nut set, you never once mentioned you had a brother.
No, you know, the truth is, I bet he said something. It's just that when Frasier gets going, you kind of have to tune him out.
Good slogan for his radio show. Dr. Frasier Crane, when he gets going, you have to tune him out.
David Hyde Pierce, he was Frasier's brother, Niles Crane.
Very good.
Yes, he was. 61. Wouldn't turn down an invitation to James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub. If he wasn't genius, he was borderline genius. Eddie Murphy.
For sure.
From Saturday Night Live, that's where we first found him. And then, of course, he moved on to film and everything. And
stand up. He did it all.
59. Out of all the big hair bands of the 80s and early 90s, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row could scream with the best of them. And he had the hair.
Yeah, he had the whole package.
Sebastian Bach, 52. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time, Jim.
And that theme is 90210. She was Kelly on 90210. Oh, there she is in the intro. Jenny Garth.
Blonde hair?
Yes,
blonde. Okay.
48 today.
You guys are crazy. This place is enormous. I mean, look around. Have you never heard of overheadlining?
You may remember her as Robin Scherbatsky on How I Met Your Mother. She's also one of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Yeah. You've seen her in the Avengers movie. Kobe Smulders is 38. And Jared Allen.
Jared. Can I take a break?
Sure, Jared. Another break.
Oh, my goodness.
He's having a hard time down the Jan Cave. Those are fun commercials for Minnesota Lottery. Were
yes,
they, not?
They were.
It was the Jared Allen diorama.
Yes.
It's good stuff. That he was a character and a good guy.
He was, and pretty good player.
Remember how he announced his retirement on a horse, and then he rode off into the sunset.
It was well done.
So Jared Allen today, he's 38 today. Pretty good defensive end, too.
Yeah, I think he still makes his home in Arizona. Gone but not forgotten, author Washington Irving. Did you read Rip Van Winkle or The Legend of Sleepy Hollow?
I love Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I mean, how can you beat the, you know, Ichabod Crane,
the Headless Horseman.
Headless Horseman, that whole thing.
Very good. Washington Irving, 1783. Actor, comedian George Jessel. He showed up on some of the talk shows, late night talk shows. Comedian, pretty good. 1898. What about the lovely and talented Doris Day?
Que sera, whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Good advice.
There she is, the lovely Doris Day. Very talented. And love golf, 1922.
That was Dinah Shore. You get Dinah Shore and Doris Day mixed
up
all the time.
But she also...
Did she host a tournament? Was it the Doris Day Celebrity Classic?
I don't know. She was a fan. I know that.
Okay,
Dinah Shore had her own tournament, of course. What about Marlon Brando? We all know the Godfather. And...
Hey, Stella! He's saying Stella.
Yes. Like the beer?
Stella Artois?
Yeah, maybe.
It could be.
Maybe he wanted one. I remember him as Christopher Reeve when he was Superman. He was the father on Krypton.
Jor-El. Yeah,
Marlon Brando there, born on this day, 1924. Virgil Gus Grissom, one of our more famous astronauts, terribly passed away in that terrible Apollo 1 mishap. The fire there, that was 1926. And you know Don Gibson.
Fly like a lost ship.
Bum, bum, bum.
Adrift on the sea. The sea of a heartbreak.
He's a country music Hall of Famer. He's Don Gibson, born on this day, 1928. One half of Jan and Dean, Jan Barry, 1941. We're just about out of time. Lyle Alzado, the defensive end and football star that basically steroids killed him.
Yep, Broncos and Raiders, yeah, I remember him.
Right, 1949. And Ray Combs, he was a family feud. Sadly took his own life. He was born on this day, 1956. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Billy Joe Royal.
Ooh.
Down in the boondocks.
Started kind of pop and rock with Down in the Boondocks, and don't forget Cherry Hill Park.
Yes.
But then he transitioned into country mid-80s.
Yeah.
She loves me.
I think he opened with George Strait, for George Strait, Highway 1. It was Billy Joe Royal, I believe, Highway 101, and then George Strait at the fair.
What year would that be?
That would have been about 1989.
Great recollection.
And I was there.
Billy Joe Royal, 1942. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. A Friday Bobathon, that means a Friday, no repeat workday. Would you like to start it with Tracy Lawrence, My Second Home? Mm-hmm. Marty Stewart, Now That's Country. Or Oak Ridge Boys, Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight.
I'm going Marty Stewart there.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.